Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. During the Tuesday, August 4th election, Huron County will ask voters to approve four millages. Voters will be asked to renew an older citizen's 20.2500 of a mill for 6 years. If approved, the millage would generate about $762,841 the first year. There will be a request to renew a 0.0800 of a mill for 6 years to fund the Office of Veterans Affairs. If approved, that millage would generate about $244,109 the first year to fund operations of the county's Veterans Affairs Department. There will be a request to renew the mill to fund Huron County E911 Central Dispatch operations and equipment. If approved, the funds generated from that millage would be used for the sole purpose of continue funding E911 Central Dispatch services, equipment, and operating the center. The proposal asks, shall the constitutional limitation upon the local amount of taxes, which may be assessed in 1 year upon all property within the county of Huron, Michigan, be renewed by up to 0.4000 of a mill for 6 years? If approved, that millage would generate about $1.22 million the first year. There will be also a millage request for services for older citizens that will ask voters to approve funds to maintain and to expand services to older citizens. The request is to levy 15.5 mills tax limitation allowed by Michigan Constitution and be increased by up to 0.0750 of a mill for 6 years. If approved, that millage would generate about $228,852 the first year. In accordance with state law, a small portion of those millages may also be captured by the Downtown Development Authority and or Tax Increment Finance Authority of the City of Bad Axe, City of Caseville, Township and Village of Port Austin, Township and Village of Sebring, and Village of Elkton. And authorities in St. Clair County have arrested two men following an investigation into an alleged assault that spanned several days in Wales Township. The investigation began the evening of July 5th when sheriff's deputies responded to a local fast food restaurant after a woman reported she had been assaulted. During the investigation, deputies determined the alleged abuse occurred at a residence in Wales Township, where the victim said she was repeatedly assaulted, threatened with a firearm on multiple occasions, and prevented from leaving the home. Deputies later located both suspects and arrested them without incident. 30-year-old Tyreek White was arraigned July 8th in 72nd District Court on one count of second offense felony domestic violence. His bond was set at $10,000 cash, surety, or 10%. 39-year-old Amir White was arraigned on multiple felony charges, including unlawful imprisonment, assault with intent to degrade bodily harm, five counts of felony firearm, discharging a firearm inside a building, third offense domestic violence, two counts of assault with a dangerous weapon, possession of a firearm and ammunition by a prohibited person, and possession with intent to deliver more than 50 grams of cocaine. Bond for Amir White was set at $250,000. The case remains under investigation. When we come back from this Flannery Auto Mall sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 12-month or 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins, too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory-trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need, all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust, right here in the Thumb.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with your local news, Jared Cash Butterfield is facing misdemeanor assault charges in Huron County during his arraignment yesterday. Butterfield entered a not guilty plea to the charge of assault and battery against a fellow inmate on June 18th. Judge Ferris set bond at $10,000, which has not been posted. The court ordered strict no-contact conditions between Butterfield and a victim. While Michael Morosky represented Butterfield for yesterday's proceedings, the court is currently addressing a motion to withdraw from its appointed counsel, Jessica Risky. The prosecution must provide discovery and plea offers by June 30th. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for August 20th. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe.